Jesus was traveling from Galilee to Jerusalem along the border of Samaria. This was his final journey. He would soon enter into Jerusalem to the shouts of the crowds and the waving of palm branches. There he would die to pay the price of sin for all people, to be the cure for everlasting death. 10 lepers, recognizing him as the one who had cured others of their diseases, cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. The lepers recognized that they were condemned, considered already dead by society. They also knew they could not cure themselves, that nothing they did would cure the physical stain. Seeing Jesus, they knew he was their only hope. As they followed his command, the lepers were cured. As sinners, we recognize we cannot pay the price of our own sin, the damage we have done to our families, our neighbors, and ourselves cannot be undone. Our only hope for a cure is the mercy of God, to have him remove the sin which otherwise condemns us forever. As we trust in Christ Jesus our Lord, we are cured. This is a direct parallel between leprosy and our own sin. St. John reminds us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May our Lord grant us faith to see Jesus as our Redeemer from sin and death. Amen.